I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The civil war in Indonesia's Aceh province may be over. Rebels have officially disarmed. And that's good news, says Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton. The tsunami disaster sped up the peace talks and made fertile ground for outreach. Nettleton adds that there's a connection between the aid, relationship building, and the ongoing potential for ministry.
Thousands of people around the world prayed for this region because Indonesia is an area that has persecution, that has hostility towards Christians. But the absence of armed conflict is obviously going to be a good thing for the people of Banda Aceh, for the people of the Aceh region.
Next, as 2005 draws to a close, Bible Pathway Ministries is looking back with thanksgiving and looking forward with hope. Bible Pathway's Karen Hawkins says they send scripture resources to as many countries and people as possible.
This has been a phenomenal year. We are finding that more and more people are interested in God's Word. People are hungry. We just pray that people in our own country, the United States, which has so much, would start having that kind of hunger for God's Word.
Bible Pathway invites you to be a missionary from your own home and help send Bibles overseas. Go to our website for details. And high illiteracy rates in the African country of Chad make radio of key importance to reaching people with the gospel. Earlier this year, Back to the Bible set up a pioneer radio station, but when missionaries recently returned to the country, they found the antenna tower bent from a summer windstorm. Broadcasting still scheduled to begin January 1st, with initial programming in the Fulbe and Kwong languages. So pray that many people hear and respond to the truth of God's Word. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible is making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible Study of God's Motivations for Missions. To get your free copy, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.